As promised, guys, first off, spoilers, of course, and it's me, Sin. So, I finished Tiny Pretty Things today. I know it was a request to watch it, but the whole time I was hoping it got better. Yeah, like I said in the last one, the Tiny Pretty Things, it really does show a spotlight on the ballerinas or the dancers' lives and what they have to go through, but I struggled to find a like for this show so badly. Like, it had the nightmares that they did. It had the gruesome scenes, and I'm like, oh god, that's so awesome. And then it's like, nah. I mean, I'm not saying the dances weren't good, because the dances were, but I just wish there was so much more. And then, of course, it ends in a cliffhanger, and now, I'm gonna have to watch the next season whenever it comes out, if it comes out. And I'm just like, come on. 10 episodes and you couldn't leave it without a cliffhanger? But anyway, so let's get on to episode 6. Now, in episode 6, it's featuring around a music video from a very high-liked person. And there's a little bit of... And now, this is, of course, a trigger warning, but there's a little bit of a kind of rapey scene in this, and I kind of don't like it. I mean, I do understand that people do get raped and stuff. I mean, I personally was, but it's a little touchy, and it could be triggering, but it is possible to happen, and it does give you a little bit of warning signs, which I like that. And then we got episode 7, which is called Catch and Relief. And Nevaeh, June, and Bette go undercover to catch this guy that tried to rape June. And I really like how they did that. But I wasn't expecting the turn twist with Madame. I wasn't really expecting that at all. And of course, with that drama coming on, I mean, it was a little bit interesting, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I was on the edge of my seat. No, I wasn't on the edge of my seat. That was sad. And then we have Retrieve, which is a photo shoot. And the girl that the series is mostly focused about, well, her parents want to pull the plug on her. And that's sad. But she makes a turn to recovery, which is awesome. And it's just a little bit, it's hard. It really is. It's hard to even think that someone would have to go through that. But it is possible and it does happen. And I mean, that's just life. Would I say that there was more dancing in episode 6 to 10? Just a little bit more dancing, which I liked. I liked that they picked that up, but the drama still picked up. And again, with the sex scenes, I mean, come on. It doesn't have to have sex in it to be an amazing show. But here lately, every show I watch, it's sex, sex, sex. And it's just like, why? Why can't it just be juicy with it being like suspense on your thriller, on your freaking seat of the thing, who murdered who, and stuff like that, blood, gore, whatever. You know, if you guys have a suggestion for blood and gore, I will watch it. Even if I hate it, I will watch it, and I will review it. But then we get into how social media can play a huge play, and what I mean by that, in episode 9, they make a viral video to help expose the fallout of the dance school. And with all this evidence coming around, that's coming around and everything, you know, the officer is actually getting into her storyline, and you're finding more love for this officer. I mean, she's had it pretty rough. I mean, she was deployed, and I could tell that that could be really bad. I mean, if you get deployed. I don't know. I've never been deployed, but, you know. And then we have episode 10, which honestly was my favorite episode of the whole entire series. And the reason why is because it was the play that they've been working on this whole season and the magic behind it. And I loved how they exposed Madam. I really did. I thought that was really interesting. It was a little bit new. It was a little bit of a twist. Personally, Panda didn't really do anything with us. She kind of laid back in the background and was like, come on, Mom. And occasionally she would take her little ball and she'd cover up her ear like she didn't want to hear it. But, you know, that happened. The music is actually okay. And like I said, it does shine a light on the world of dancers, which I really do like that. We see how much they struggle. We also see drug and alcohol awareness and the effects that it can do on you. It also, like, if you get a new job and you got these weird guys, I mean, how corrupt schools can be sometimes. I did like that it shined a light on that, but again, this wasn't my favorite thing. I'm still giving it a 2 out of 10, just because I am grateful that it shines a light on certain topics, but I do wish that the movie or the TV show itself could have been a little bit better. And with that being said, it's a little upsetting. I mean, I'd rather watch my cat clean his paw than watch this show again. But if they do a season 7, of course I would do the review, just because of the fact that I've started the series and I've kind of have to finish the series. And that's just a weird thing that I have. Now, of course, this is a Netflix series. It's rated TV mature. I mean, technically, if you had 10 hours in the day, you could watch the whole season in one day. It took me 2 days to watch it, which was kind of upsetting, but also understanding. But that's pretty much it. Now, Nanase did watch the last couple episodes with me. And
sex. Lots and lots of sex.
Yeah. Again, the sex was a little overdone. I actually got to the point where I was hitting my remote to get it to work to fast forward the sex scenes. And, I mean, it's not even good sex, guys. It's like that cheesy bleh. You can tell it's fake sex.
It's heavy petting.
Yeah.
Now, I do have to say that I love the dancing.
Yeah, I liked how they showcased it, like I said before. I mean, I really did.
I'm just jumping in at the tail end here to, you know.
Yeah.
Let everybody know. I'm alive. They didn't murder me.
They've just been working a little bit more than usual, and then they got electrocuted, and we lost triplets, so a lot has been going on. But on a side note, after this review, Tiny Pretty Things, I'm still giving it a 2. There's a season 2, guys. I will review it, just because this was a requested one by not one person, but 4 people. So
now, I have to say, I would give it a 4.
No.
What?
No.
Some people like watching heavy petting.
What?
But I liked how it gave a feel of Pretty Little Liars.
Yes, it does do that. Like, if you like that show, you might like this one. But with me, with Pretty Little Liars, it actually ended up being repetitive for me. And
I like
the person who pushed Cassie was the person I thought it was.
Who was it?
I'm not telling you because I want them to know that by a secret.
Okay. Was it Cassie herself?
No, it wasn't Cassie herself.
What?
I guess I have to give the spoiler.
Hang on.
Spoiler alert. It was
the chick with the toenail.
No, it was Bette's sister. Because she was jealous of Cassie being with her boyfriend.
Wow.
Jealousy hurts.
It wasn't even about the dancing?
No. And
I'm done with it.
Now we also see that Cassie isn't really that great of a person either. Because of the last conversation she has with Bette 2 minutes before the series ends. And the season ends with Ramon being dead on the floor.
Wow, I wonder who did that in season 2.
I don't know. But that's my review on Tiny Little Things. Thank you for requesting it. And if you have anything else that you need to request or you want to request, oh my god, that dinosaur's arm looks so cool right there. Sorry, guys. Netflix is doing that screensaver thing that it does, and it's showing like things that I really want to watch dinosaurs right now.
I was just going to say that I think the T-Rex did it.
Oh yeah, totally. T-Rex did it. But anyway, like I said, if you have something to request, we're on TikTok. We have 54 followers on TikTok. We have a Facebook page. You can message me on my actual Facebook. We have my Instagram account, and I don't really have the link to it, and I don't know how to link it to a video, but yeah.
Yum, 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 yum.
It's Night System 101, if you guys want to follow us on Instagram. But thank you for watching and listening, and I hope you have a happy holiday. And please be safe in the new year, because crazy people come out. And it's not a really bad thing that crazy people come out, because I'm out. But
I was going to say, I know you're already out.
But just be safe out there, and if you're going to drink, don't drink and drive.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I would recommend drinking at home. It's cheaper.
Yeah, I would recommend drinking at home. It does get a little bit cheaper. And you don't have all the creepos.
I don't know.
I don't know. I can get kind of creepy when I drink. I don't know, guys. But anyway, thanks for watching. And please enjoy your night or day or wherever you're at. And again, if you have something you want to be reviewed, shoot it at us. And for the person who requested the Studio Ghibli, I swear we haven't forgot you. We are doing the reviews. The mail is just really slow. We just ordered another package of the Studio Ghibli movies. And I hope you guys enjoy the review once we get to that. All right.